And now welcome again to Sports Report, our regular review of the sporting scene around Tomodon, compiled by Andrew Colomossi. And we start this week with news of another victory for Tomodon Harriers fell runner Annie Roberts, this time in the Race U to the Summit contest, a short, sharp and steep test at Blackstone Edge. Annie was the first woman home as 112 runners slogged their way up to the White House pub, touched the hostelry's walls and then ran back down to the starting point. And the tireless Roberts was back in action 24 hours later, taking part in the Bronte Way race, a 12k route which starts in the picturesque village of Wycoller and features a climb of 350 feet. This time Annie finished in 31st place overall, with teammate Chris Goddard 12th. However, it isn't all about competition running at the Harriers, with their regular pack runs for all levels of ability and experience, with Pets Welcome, are proving as popular as ever. Next, football and a fine victory for Woodhouse in the Halifax Sunday League Cup. Woodhouse have had a mixed start to their first campaign in the league, but after a convincing 3-1 win over Halifax Falcons, they ended FC Panda Reserve's unbeaten start to the season with a 4-1 triumph in the Sunday Cup. Meanwhile, Tomodon's Boroughs' troubled start to their first Lancashire Amateur League season featured three more heavy defeats: 6-1 against Prestwich, 7-1 against Radcliffe Town Reserves, and even worse, 10-1 against Tottington United. Now cricket, and good news for Walsden, Lancashire League champions in their debut season. Sri Lankan professional Umesh Karunaratne has agreed to return for a sixth season with the club in 2019. Karunaratne scored 665 runs and was the league's leading wicket taker with 71 victims during Walsden's successful campaign, and will be back at Scott Street in April after spending the winter with Melbourne club Deep Dean Bears. Another Walsden player heading down under is opening batsman Jake Hoosen, who will spend the winter with Geelong, just down the coast from Melbourne. Meanwhile, Tomodon have not yet announced whether 2018 professional Chris Schofield will return next year. The former Lancashire, Surrey and England all-rounder performed well with the bat, scoring 822 runs, but his bowling was hampered by a hand injury that restricted him to a mere 62 overs in his 21 appearances. And finally, archery and the White Rose Archers' annual autumn shoot held at Walsden Cricket Club. 38 archers from Yorkshire, Lancashire, Cumbria and Cheshire took part in a longbow competition, Sheila Hudson flying the flag for Yorkshire with victory in the ladies' competition.